Revelation by C.J. Sansom. Read by Anton Lesser. The high chandeliers in the great hall of Lincoln's Inn were ablaze with candles, for it was late afternoon when the play began. Most members of Lincoln's Inn were present, the barristers in their robes, their wives in their best costumes. After an hour standing watching, my humped back was starting to ache, and I envied the elderly who'd brought stools. That year's play, traditionally held in March, was a new interlude, The Trial of Treasure, a heavy-handed moral fable portraying the vices and virtues of mankind. As the actor playing Virtue lectured dissimulation on his deceitful ways, appropriately perhaps to an audience of lawyers, my attention wandered. Across from me I saw my old enemy Stephen Belknap, the crookedest lawyer I'd ever come across. It struck me he looked tired, ill. Some distance away, my friend Roger Elliard, to whose rooms I was afterwards invited to dinner, held his wife's hand. Dorothy, the daughter of a sergeant in my first chambers, I'd known near 20 years. I'd been attracted at once to her elegance, wit, and kind nature. She seemed to like my company, too, never seemed to mind my bent back, and after a while I dared to think of trying to turn friendship into something more. I'd given no signs of my real feelings, though, and therefore had only myself to blame when I learned that Roger, my friend, handsome as well as clever, had already proposed marriage and been accepted. At last the play ended. The players bowed, the audience clapped, and we stepped out.